This is Life News Radio. I'm Jim Anderson. Do a significant number of women experience mental health problems and depression following abortions? A report at lifenews.com tells why this issue has so many layers. Nevertheless, the article tells how one researcher, a pro-choice atheist, admits risks of mental health problems post-abortion, and tells of studies like the one from Priscilla Coleman indicating that as many as 10% of all mental health problems may be abortion-related. Pro-life advocates are finding willing targets among abortion-friendly senators, like one senator from Oregon. Days after rendering support for abortion-related infanticide, Oregon Senator Jeff Merkley demanded that kittens facing the same fate be treated and adopted. What is specifically refused to human children is offered to kittens. This is Life News Radio. At the roots of a culture of death are disordered understandings of the origins of life. Until the nature and origin of life is understood, the battle for life is not even engaged. At the very forefront of this work is the Discovery Institute. I cannot urge you enough to get to know their work at discovery.org. Upper-level and postgraduate seminars are coming this summer. Scholarship applications are being accepted now through April 2nd. Discovery.org. While states like Virginia and Rhode Island continue efforts to radically embrace abortion, there is other good news. Kentucky legislators are working on both a Down syndrome abortion ban and a heartbeat ban. New Mexico's Senate has rejected the House embrace of radical abortion. And lawmakers in Arkansas and New Mexico have tabled discussion of assisted suicide bills. For pro-life headlines delivered to your email address daily, sign up at lifenews.com. This has been Life News Radio.